Do you know if that term dairy, is it, can you use it to refer to anything other than that type of specialized farm where you would have milk cows? Anything come to mind?
It's also referred to as the plant itself, where they pasteurize the milk, separate the cream from it, that sort of thing.
I see. Processing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in the days before refrigeration, do you have any idea what people did to keep, you know, perishables like milk and butter?
Usually there was, as far as there'd be like, you kept your milk and your butter. My grandmother's told, she's told me, and I can't. There was some place that they did, and I've forgotten it. I don't know if it was at the well. Yeah, it would have been at the well, because the well was like on the back porch right next to the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as keeping food, you usually cooked enough, say, at lunch for supper. So you'd just cook one meal a day, and there were never any leftovers from the day before, unless it was, say, something like maybe bread or biscuits that would keep without refrigeration. You had to cook every day.
Mm-hmm. I see. So what did you do? You just lowered it down the well? Was that it? Or
I guess so, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard of any kind of affair that might have been constructed down by a stream or something like that, so that the flowing water would have kept the milk or the butter or whatever cool? Have you ever heard of anything like
Not
that?
Not at all.
Have you ever heard of the word dairy referred to something like that I was describing?
No.
I haven't heard that. Have you ever, the term spring house, does that mean anything to you?
Not in connection with South Georgia. I've seen spring houses elsewhere, but not as far as where I'm from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on the farm, maybe an open place around the barn where the animals might be free to walk around.
A barn lot.
You call that a barn lot. Ever heard it called anything else?
Barnyard.
Barnyard, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And the place on the farm that you would use to let your cows graze, you call that a
pasture.
Pasture. Was that usually fenced in, or was it open?
It's been fenced in as long as I can remember. It was fenced in before I was born.
What kind of fencing do your grandparents use around the pasture?
Regular fence. Well, the only way I can describe it is by saying it as regular fencing.
Mm-hmm.
And with treated posts, creosote treated posts, and then strands of barbed wire above the fencing attached to the post, usually two or three strands.
I see. Any other type of wire fencing that you know about?
There's chicken wire.
Chicken wire.
Which is a very fine wire, and was used around chicken pens. Because for one thing, it was a finer wire with smaller holes, and you didn't have to have a stronger wire to keep the chickens in.
Can you remember the days before wire fencing was available, the type of fencing that was used, maybe made out of wooden?
I've seen wooden fences, but as long as I've been around, there's been wire fence.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any made out of rails?
Just for decorative purposes.
What would you call that?
A split rail fence.
Split rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
I was